News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. It's Matt Dash, and joining me on the phone from D.C. is Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. So, Senator Daines, tell me about this committee hearing you had yesterday in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. You guys had leaders from Canada there, and you talked to the premier from Alberta. What did you learn?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we talked a lot about the Keystone XL pipeline. When President Biden, hours after being sworn in back in January of 2021, killed a pipeline that actually brought more oil in from Canada than we're currently importing from Russia, which just doesn't make any sense. Why would he kill a pipeline when we need more oil, we need more gas production in North America, especially coming from friendly countries like Canada.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. And, you know, the Canadians are going to file a $1.3 billion lawsuit against the administration, and they should, for the harms created by just pulling out the rug from underneath that important pipeline that created jobs, helped keep energy prices lower, provided tax revenues for Eastern Montana. $60 to $80 million a year of tax revenues from that pipeline could really help a lot of these counties in Montana. So that was one of the hot topics for sure.
For sure. And then the Alberta Premier also told you that they are increasing timber production in Alberta.
Well, I'll tell you, we should learn from what the Canadians are doing. They are increasing their harvest on their federal lands. Well, here in America and in Montana, we are not doing a very good job of being good stewards of our national forests. I know Montanans are sick and tired of breathing the smoke in July, August, and September. A healthy forest is a managed forest, and that means you go in, you thin it, you reduce the fuel load, it creates jobs, it improves wildlife habitat, protects watersheds, and importantly, reduces the risk of catastrophic wildfires. And so Canada is doing a much better job. The problem is we've got these far-left extreme environmental groups that litigate these common-sense collaborative timber projects, and sadly, it's the folks in Montana who end up in the losing end of these lawsuits.
That's true. And then Senator Daines, mothers across Montana and the country are struggling to find enough formula to feed their babies. How did we end up at this point with a formula shortage?
It's crazy. And I tell you, it's affecting so many Montana families. Our daughter and son-in-law had a new little baby. So we've got a new grandson in Montana, and she teaches. And so, you know, she's been feeding our little grandson formula, and guess what? She can't find formula. So we're seeing it just personally as well. It's crazy. You know, 40% of formula is now out of stock. It's a crisis. And you go back and look what happened. Part of this was government intervention. You know, the FDA came down hard and shut down a formula plant. And, of course, we want to have safe formula. But the problem is the government is heavy hand during the COVID crisis, as well as their response to some of these baby formula manufacturing sites has contributed to this problem. And so we're doing all we can in the short term. We're looking to reduce some tariffs on importing some formula from Europe, from safe sources in Europe. Let's reduce the tariffs immediately, get the formula in here, and get the shelves restocked while we're working with the FDA and the federal government here to get these plants opened up again.
That would be nice to see some relief for mothers in Montana. So Montanans are seeing record high gas prices at the pump, and the federal government continues to cancel more oil leases around the country. And a Saudi oil giant just reported record profits. What steps can be taken to get the price of gas to come down and stabilize it?
Look, we need to be continuing to increase Made in America energy. These gas prices have never been higher in the history of gas prices. You know, we're seeing diesel now pushing $6 a gallon. It's crazy. And, of course, in a state like Montana, we have to drive long distances for work, for our ag economy. We drive larger vehicles because we need that for our jobs. And it's shrinking the paychecks. Because of the inflation that we're seeing here, we're seeing a 40-year high inflation level, all-time record gas prices. The bottom line is we need more Made in America energy. And it's crazy, frankly criminal, that this administration is shutting down oil and gas leases that we need to increase production. Biden's leading us down a very dark path. He's leading down the path that Europe went down when he yielded to the, frankly, the green climate crazies, I call them, that want to shut down all fossil fuels. I don't disagree with the need for more renewable energy, but we should use it to expand our portfolio, not shut down coal, oil, and natural gas. We cannot make the same mistake that Europe made, and because Putin's got Europe over the barrel right now, because he's used energy as a weapon. Energy security equals national security, and we are feeling the pain at the pump. That's why we've got to get this administration to change course. Frankly, there's a big election coming up this fall. I think the American people are going to express their frustration and throw a lot of these radicals out of office, as we should.
And then the U.S. southern border continues to be wide open with illegal immigrants pouring over the border every day, along with illegal drugs like meth and fentanyl. And those are brought to Montana, and they're killing our residents all across the state. Tell us about the resolution you introduced in the Senate recently.
Yeah, well, first of all, the southern border is completely out of control. April, we've just seen the numbers now in April. April saw the highest number of illegal ever recorded coming across the southern border, 235,000 in April alone. And now this administration wants to reverse what we call this Title 42. This was a Trump border restriction that allowed us at least to push back on some of these illegal immigrants coming across. We will expect to see a 50% increase on top of the record levels we just saw in April because of this. And as you just mentioned, Matt, the problem we have in Montana is that because we've got Border Patrol agents chasing this flood of illegals and then processing their crossings, we don't have time to focus on the drugs that are coming across, these Mexican cartels. They're getting basically a free pass, flooding the southern border with methamphetamines and fentanyl. That's what gets up to Montana. Within 2 to 3 days of crossing the southern border, those drugs are in Montana. The reason we're seeing the increase in violent crimes in Montana is because of drugs. When you hear about the shootings, the violent assaults, the robberies occurring in Montana, you talk to law enforcement, they'll tell you there's usually a connection with drugs. Those drugs are coming from Mexican cartels from south the border. So this is out of control, and it's just a sad, sad fact, and it's a result directly of the Biden administration and their policies.
Yeah, President Biden just talked about spending $5 billion on bike paths and sidewalks, but Democrats wouldn't spend $5 billion to finish the border wall under President Trump.
You know, I've spent several nights on the southern border, shoulder to shoulder with our Border Patrol agents, and I've asked them point blank. I mean, the guys, men and women on the border patrolling, protecting our country, I asked them, do walls work? Every single agent I've talked to say, yes, they work. It reduces illegal crossings between 70% and 90%. It just makes sense. It's common sense because it allows our Border Patrol agents to have a tool in their ability to help slow down and stop the illegals coming across. So walls work, and it's insanity that the Democrats will not allow us to continue building that wall and finish the work that Trump started when he was president.
And then, Senator, last week you voted with a majority of the other senators to kill the Democrats' Abortion on Demand Until Birth Act. How important was it to you to see that bill fail?
Well, I am pro-life. You know, we're parents of four children. We have three grandchildren and one on the way, in fact. And this bill that Schumer put on the floor was one of the most radical abortion bills ever introduced and voted on in the United States Senate history. Only one Democrat voted no. Only one, and it wasn't a Montana senator. John Tester supported this. I opposed it. Democrats want every single state to be a late-term abortion state. Now, I know this is a divisive issue. It's very personal, but let's at least agree on stopping late-term abortions. And if this would have passed, it would have put the United States in the same category as just seven countries in the world that allow late-term abortions. That includes China and North Korea. It would have made the United States one of the most dangerous places for an unborn baby if they would have had their way. So this was a really important vote. I'm glad we stopped it. But this is all about protecting the lives of the unborn, these little babies and their moms.
So is there any more traction or any advancement on finding who had that leak out of the Supreme Court?
Well, that leak of Justice Alito's draft opinion on this important abortion case, was one of the most outrageous moments, I think, in the United States Supreme Court history. It has permanently undermined the trust of that great institution. It's reprehensible, it's unprecedented, and I think we're going to see whoever it did will be found out. We don't know who it is yet, but there is an active investigation going on. Remember, every Supreme Court justice has four law clerks, just four. So that's the suspect list. There's 4 times 9 = 36. There's not that many folks here that are going to investigate. They'll get to the bottom of this. Keep in mind, three of our Republican senators once upon a time clerked for Supreme Court justices. Senator Mike Lee told me this past week that when he was clerking, what they do to protect the confidentiality of draft opinions, they shred these draft opinions, the paper, then they literally powder them into small little pieces of paper, small shards. Then they dip them in a liquid to make sure that the slurry then can be disposed of and put in a burn bag. Wow. After that. That's how much they go to work they go to make sure they never allow to leak. And sadly, somebody sent electronically a copy of that opinion to the press. Remember why they did this. The left is trying to intimidate the justices and the American people. It's shameful.
Yeah, it is very shameful. And though, Senator, you recently voted to send lethal aid to Ukraine. And with this new aid, will it help Ukraine put an end to the Russian invasion?
Well, listen, by the way, that vote was overwhelmingly supportive of supporting Ukraine. We had 88 senators voted yes, just 11 voted no. As you know, I was the first American official to go to Ukraine after the invasion on February 24th of the Russians. The Chinese are carefully watching what's going on at the moment. Listen, if Ukraine shows weakness, if the world shows weakness, bullies like China will act on that weakness, and we could see action against Taiwan that would truly create World War III. So we've got to see Ukraine win this war, and they can win this war. They're getting the upper hand against the Russians, and the world is standing with Ukraine. Our national interests are tied to what's going on in Ukraine. And just look no further than what's going on in China and with China and Taiwan. There are no such things as regional wars anymore. They all interconnect globally, and that is why it's important we stand with Ukraine. Because if the world sees that there's weakness there, weakness with the United States, bullies like China and Iran and so forth could ignite a global world war. And believe me, that would be catastrophic and far, far more expensive than the aid we're providing Ukraine right now to win it.
All right, last question. Tell us about the bill that you introduced to honor Montana's World War II nurses.
Well, Montana's nurses who served our nation in World War II did so with honor, and they are some of the unsung heroes of World War II. The compassion and the care they gave undoubtedly contributed to America's victory, and for that, they've earned Congress's highest honor, and that's Congressional Gold Medal. So I've worked with my colleague, Senator Baldwin of Wisconsin, a Democrat. We're working together here to introduce a bill that would give these heroes the recognition they deserve.
For sure. Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, for sure.
That is for sure.
All right, Senator Daines, thanks for the update, and thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Matt. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.